Too Much Rock podcast number 796. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Rude Cousin. That song is called Break For You, and it leads off the band's self-titled debut that came out back in March of this year. Self-released, available digitally and on CD. That Kansas City band is maybe Cuddlecore, a little bit of indie pop, a little bit of twee, a little bit of DIY punk. That track there is a beautiful one. Most of the album may be a little more upbeat, some of it a little more fun, but I think that one is just wonderful. Anyway, I got lots of music for you this week, so let's keep going here. This one's from Sharp Pens. It's called B-A-B-Y, Baby Love.
Like a superhero.
To the podcast. We just heard from Kurt Baker playing My Brave Face, a song recorded by Paul McCartney and written with help from Elvis Costello. That's on his Undertow Afterglow 7-inch that came out back in January of this year on Wicked Cool. Not sure how I didn't find that one until now. I love that song, and the A-side is awfully good as well, though most things Kurt Baker does are pretty awesome. Before that, we heard from Sharp Pens in the song B-A-B-Y, Baby Love. That's on his album Mod Mayday 23, which originally came out, I think, probably back in 23, though has just been re-released September 4th of this year on Perennial Records. That is the project, of course, of Kai Slater, based out of Chicago. Very much a mod revival sort of album there, making reference to the Mod Mayday 79 and even covering a Squire song on that one. So if that flavor of power pop is your favorite, then you'll want to pick this one up. Again, very good things come out of Sharp Pen's way. All right, more music. Let's keep going. This one's from Loose Lips. It's called Tired of Toeing the Line.
Baby,
Two songs of perfect power pop there, starting off with Loose Lips from Melbourne. The song is called Tired of Towing the Line, and it's on a four-song 7-inch called Love You that just came out September 4th on Dig Records. After that, we heard from Radio Days with the song Paralyzed. That's on their brand new album, Off the Record, also out September 4th, this one on Wild Honey, that band based out of Milan. That song is just so perfect and beautiful and bright. I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, I'm going to change gears here a little bit, go a little bit more shoegaze. This one's from Soft Science, and the song is called Everything.
Sleep.
rattled the speakers here. That's one of the more quiet songs on that EP. The band is called Laughter, and they're from London, and the song is called Time. It's on a new four-song EP called Slime that came out August 28th on Vin Records. I believe that's a digital-only affair. I couldn't find a physical copy, so I just paid Bandcamp for the download. You can do the same. A bit of a kind of grunge gaze band, which normally isn't a thing for me, but I enjoyed that EP pretty darn well. And then before that, we heard from Soft Science, the song Everything. That's on the band's album Sand, which came out September 4th on Shelf Life here in the U.S. or Spin Out Nuggets in the U.K. Definitely a shoegaze band with a little bit of maybe dream pop in there as well. I really like that that whole album there. It is a wonderful thing. Anyway, I see we're out of time, so it's going to wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 796, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over at the concert calendar, we have got Melt Banana playing the Record Bar on the 7th. Motley Crue is at the Morton Amphitheater on the 8th. Unsane is at the Record Bar on the 9th. On the 10th, Peaches plays Liberty Hall. Insane Clown Posse is at the Truman on the 11th, while Minus the Bear is at the Granada. Camila Camille makes their debut at the Mini Bar on the 12th. Slowpoke plays Gnarly House that night. Queers are at the Bottleneck on the 13th. Gin Blossoms are playing at Starlight. On the 16th, Billy Idol is at Morton Amphitheater. 17th, we have Sex Pistols, or maybe they're kind of the Sex Pistols, at the Uptown on the 17th. Violent Femmes are at the venue that shall not be named on the 18th, while Creature Comforts play the Encore. Ripoffs play the Ship. Corner of the Sky play an early matinee at the Replay. And Dirty Kings play the Replay that evening. Looking over at the website, there are new things out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Nan and the One Night Stands and the Rude Cousins show and other things that will be there very shortly. All right, I have saved time for one more. I've got one lined up here from Arab Strap. The song I play is called Under Offer, and it's on the band's new album, Half Told Tales, that came out September 4th on Rock Action. This Glasgow band is one of my favorites ever, and it's really nice to have them back here. This one is a short one, but I love it so. So we're going to end things here with Arab Strap and the song Under Offer. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
We saw the sign in the garden when we drove past today. Under offer, it says. We always promised we'd go and view the old house when it went on the market, just to see how it looks after all these years, with those big extensions, the new windows and doors. So we looked it up online and had a flick through the brochure. It was fucking heartbreaking. They've ripped out the bespoke couch from the back room where we used to play the snares and demolished the corner where we put the Christmas tree. They've moved the kitchen to where the garage was and built a granny flat right over into the garden, that beautiful garden where I built your swing. And remember where Mum's cabinet was, the one with the statuette she claimed was haunted. And you could stand there and look out at the trees. All you can see from there now is concrete. And the front porch, where I would intercept all those letters from school, and where I launched our dad through the window, that's all gone too. Our old bedrooms are pretty much intact though, apart from the new bad layout and tacky decor. It's funny to know all those monsters we drew on the walls are still there, hidden underneath that awful wallpaper. It's an architectural crime, that's what it is. This gorgeous old modernist house, designed with love in its form and functions, all destroyed now by bad taste and disrespect. It's like they've sanded away its soul.